We have the VP of the IOC, Dick Pound, joining us right here, right?
Good evening.
Listen, on Tuesday you mentioned that if it proves too dangerous to hold the Olympics in Tokyo, you guys are more likely to cancel it altogether than to postpone it or move it. Why cancellation over postponing or moving?
Well, I'm not sure how that does. Cancellation is the worst alternative. Yeah. Some kind of postponement or dispersion or something like that would be better, so that at least the athletes who've been training get a chance to be part of the Olympics. But I think what was really the problem in a lot of the discussion was that the cart was way before the horse, in the sense that there's totally insufficient information on which to base a decision that the game should be moved or canceled at this stage. I mean, there might well be down the road, but we're still collecting information on the properties of the virus and the effects of it and the lethality of it, the demographics that are most affected by it, whether it's just this year's form of flu because it's, you know, coming in the flu season, and traditionally that peaks about now and then starts to go down fairly dramatically as you get into spring and early summer. So from the perspective of the both the IOC and then the Tokyo organizers and then the athletes who are out there, our plan right now is the default plan is to have games that start on July 24th of this year. You've got the elephant in the room, of course, which is that this might turn out to be a pandemic, and it might turn out to be a real public health nightmare, in which case then you have to try and see what you can do to mitigate all of those risks.
Dick Pound, senior member of the International Olympic Committee since 1978, joining us here on Spain & Company, ESPN Radio, on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line, Clinton Yates and Jason Goff. You mentioned the misinformation that may be out there about this disease. Dick, where are you guys getting your information as the IOC? Is it from the CDC? Is it from an internal investigative group? Like, where are you guys getting most of your information on how and what this virus is doing?
Direct contact with World Health Organization and the specialized agencies on, you know, communicable diseases that they use, and they're in daily, if not hourly, contact with them to see what the trends are, what additional information are we getting in terms of who's vulnerable to this and under what circumstances. Is it limited to folks that are, you know, elderly and infirm, or does it come right down to the active young people? And we just don't know yet.
What have you all heard from specific national Olympic committees in terms of the possibility that their athletes might want to stay away from this because they are as concerned as anything else? It's too easy to assume that they're going to go just because they can. Where is that in terms of the level of concern from the IOC standpoint?
I don't think it's up to the level of a concern at this point because, as I say, the default position is we're going to go ahead with the games as planned unless it turns out that there's a real problem. And we had a few athletes, in Rio that were expressed concern about the Zika virus. Although that was a manufactured crisis in my view, at least, because it never was a realistic concern. So they might well stay home, and that's fine. Whether it's in huge numbers or not, I don't know. And if, all kinds of major countries were concerned enough about it that they might not attend, you'd have to start looking at what that means to your Olympic Games. But, yeah, remember the Moscow boycott back in 1980. It was a heavily diminished field, but the Games went on. A different kind of virus at the time, but nevertheless, it that was sort of voluntary or enforced absence at the behest of various governments, yours and mine included.
Not to mention the tradition and the hard work of these athletes and everybody that puts together this event, but what stands to be lost monetarily, say in worst case scenario, if you had to move or postpone or cancel these games, how much is lost there?
Well, in a postponement, some loss, but not devastating. In the case of cancellation, you don't lose your sponsorship money because that's deemed to be you're getting value as you go along in the process to promote your association with the games. You'd have to refund the ticket revenue, and you would not get, in the case of a cancellation, any broadcast revenues. So there'd be a certain amount of belt tightening over the next few years, but it's not, it would not be fatal. In fact, we've built up a reserve of something approaching $1 billion that we would keep all the international federations and so forth afloat until the next Olympics.
Dick Pound, senior member of the IOC since 1978, joins us here on Spain and Company on ESPN Radio. Clinton Yates, Jason Goff. I guess I have a timeline question, though, in terms of, when is the drop dead for this decision? Because presumably, if there isn't some global pandemic, there perhaps is still a bit of a risk. When is the latest point in which any decision can be made, even if it's not a concern now? There's marathons being canceled in Japan. Italy is canceling soccer games. Baseball teams are keeping people away. Where is the latest date that you guys think you can fairly make a safe decision for everybody involved between organizers, athletes, and fans as well?
Well, that's kind of how long is a piece of string. I mean, if things are trending in what looks like a favorable direction, you can, your drop dead date is perhaps much later than if all of a sudden things go south and there is a major problem and the virus proves to be far more virulent than, the annual flu that comes around about this time. So, but without the data and reliable data, you really can't make a decision, and it's certainly premature at this stage to do anything precipitous.
Have any contingencies been discussed about some of these countries where the epicenter of the virus or the breakout might be more severe than others in terms of banning or, discontinuing that relationship for these games and these games only? Has anything been discussed along those lines?
I don't think so at this point. I think the data are still being gathered, but I suppose it's conceivable that the public health authorities might say that the disease is so prevalent in countries A, B, and C that they should not travel and should not be accepted by Japan at this point. That's one mitigation measure. It's risky because there may be allegations that it's political rather than medical, but you have to trust the integrity of an organization like the WHO.
Dick Pound, senior member of the International Olympic Committee, joins us here on Spain and Company on ESPN Radio. Clinton Yates, Jason Goff. Last thing I'll ask you, what was the general tenor of that room when this came up? I mean, you say it's not a concern, but what was this like across the board in terms of where most people were or where, everybody needed to be, just thinking, hey, this is actually kind of a big deal, and most sports fans and Olympic fans probably don't realize how bad this could get.
How bad it could get. You're right. And it depends on, in fact, how bad it is and how bad it does get. And we don't know enough about that yet. So it's an elephant in the room for sure. And it would be reckless on our part or the part of the Tokyo organizers not to recognize that if world health on a pandemic scale is affected, frankly, the values involved would tend more to protecting human life than having fun at Olympic Games. But we're so far from there that it's not something you can actually decide upon. You probably, if we were all in Lausanne today, there's probably a workroom where the crisis team is looking at, all right, well, what if, mm-hmm. what if this happens? Can we postpone the games? And if we postpone the games, we're going to have to go and talk with the Japanese and say, listen, if we do this, let's say we postpone it by a year, can you hold all this together for a year? I mean, will the facility still be available? Can we get the hotel rooms that were booked before again? And can you use your old tickets and all that sort of stuff? And do you want to do it?
Right.
And if they do, you know, from the IOC perspective, you can jiggle the 2021 sports schedule, you know, enough to allow for games in the middle of that. So the sports side of it can be managed, but the bigger problem is whether whether the hosts would want to do it. I think your sponsors and broadcasters, they're always very careful not to intervene in sport related decisions. There might be some financial consequences, but you know, you're partners with all these folks, so you sit down and work out a deal.
Best guess, we got 30 seconds. Best guess on what happens in Tokyo as far as the Summer Games are concerned, as you see it now.
Best guess would be it's going to prove not to be as serious as it may be feared, and that one way or another, complete or almost complete games will be possible. But I'm not sure I'd bet the farm on it.
Nick Pound, senior member of the International Olympic Committee since 1978. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thanks.
A pleasure.